In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Very truly I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in the world will keep it for eternal life. From the Gospel of John. We are moving towards Holy Week, that great week which is the most important and most solemn week of the year for all Christians. We'll begin next Sunday with our celebration of Palm and Passion Sunday. And for those who are able, we will begin that service at the outdoor chapel in the back. Throughout the liturgies of Holy Week, especially what is called the Triduum, which is three services that actually are one long service with pauses in between, Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, and the Great Vigil of Easter. Throughout these liturgies, we focus on Jesus' sacrifice of his own life for the love of the world. And in the readings today, we have themes of self-sacrifice, dying before you die, and God indwelling in our hearts. Many of us, I think, are not familiar with all the early history of the Quakers in this country. I know I wasn't until this past week. You might remember that many Quakers were leaders in the abolitionist movement, which campaigned for the abolition of slavery. You may know that the Quakers are known for their style of worship, which is called Quaker meeting, which usually is a gathering made up largely of silence, out of which anyone may speak a word that comes to them from God through the Holy Spirit. But I found out this past week that early on in this land, they were persecuted by the very people who had left England to find their own freedom of religion, the Puritans. The Quakers had been founded by George Fox in England in the 1600s, known also as the Society of Friends. Their community is marked by simplicity, male and female leadership, and mostly a reliance on listening to God and Christ in that still, small voice within. They emphasize a personal connection to God. From their beginning in England, the Quakers were persecuted because of their beliefs and their practices. They refused to bow the knee to the king, for instance, because they would only bow to God, to Christ. When some Quakers left England and arrived at what was then the Commonwealth of Massachusetts in the 1600s, they were banished. And they were told that if they returned, they would be executed. Well, William Robinson, Marmaduke Stevenson, and Mary Dyer, all Quakers, took the risk and returned to Boston. They felt called from God to protest that discriminatory law saying that no Quakers could be in Boston on pain of death. And they felt called to spread the Quaker belief about living out their faith in God. They became known as the Boston Martyrs because all three were hanged because of their faith. This past week, I learned these things as I spent a week on retreat at Canuga, which is a wonderful Episcopal camp and conference center in western North Carolina. Some of you may have been there over the years, particularly if you lived in that area. The topic of the retreat was wisdom in the Christian tradition, and the teacher was Cynthia Bourgeau. 200 of us, including about 50 young adults, met to explore together through silence and meditation, singing, teaching, and doing physical work in the Benedictine tradition. I was blessed to have been asked to be part of the music team, leadership team for this retreat. And among the people on the music team is a wonderful woman whose name is Paulette Meyer. And Paulette has written a body of chants, songs, to some of the most beautiful and powerful quotes from the early Quakers. Now, if you know, you may know that Quakers don't use any music in their worship. So Quaker chant is sort of an oxymoron. But she is catching on in the Quaker community, and she's done a lot of retreats for the Quakers and other Christians. So throughout the week, as we sang her chants, Paulette shared some of the stories of the people whose quotes she had set to music. And one of these was William Robinson, one of the Boston martyrs. William wrote these words in a letter to his fellow Quakers as he sat in prison, knowing that he was to be executed soon. The streams of my Father's love run daily through me. From the holy fountain of life to the seed throughout the whole creation. The streams of my Father's love run daily through me, from the holy fountain of life to the seed of God, throughout the whole creation. He went on to write in this letter, I am overcome with love, for it is my life and the length of my days. It's my glory and my daily strength. I am swallowed up with love. In love I live, and with it I am overcome. And in it I dwell with the holy seed of God, to which the blessing of love is given from God, who is love, who hath shed it abroad in my heart, which daily fills me with living joy from the life from whence it comes. Streams of my Father's love run daily through me, from the holy fountain of life to the seed throughout the whole creation. William Robinson knew himself to be a vessel of God's love. He opened himself up to let that love freely flow into the world. He risked and he gave his life for the religious freedom of others. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in the world will keep it for eternal life, Jesus says. This doesn't mean that Jesus wants us to hate ourselves or hate our lives. Jesus is here making a stark contrast between two ways of living. Between living one's life as grasping, hoarding, holding on in fear, and holding one's life more lightly. Being willing to offer it up, to let it go, sometimes in little ways, and sometimes in big ways. To die before we die, to die to self, being willing to give oneself away for the good of others, for the good of the world. Streams of my Father's love run daily through me, from the holy fountain of life to the seed throughout the whole creation. You know what this is. You've all had an experience of having a greater capacity to bear something than you thought was possible, haven't you? Maybe it was suffering, your own suffering, or the suffering of a loved one. You knew you couldn't bear it on your own, but somehow you did bear it, and you knew also that it wasn't you that was doing the bearing. Somehow God's love was flowing through you in a way that made it all possible. Maybe it was someone you found difficult to love or even like, and you prayed about it, and all of a sudden you were able to see something beautiful about this person who used to only annoy you. All of a sudden you were seeing that person more as God sees them, and the walls came down, and you were able, with God's love flowing through you, to love them. We have work to do here on this planet. We can choose to try every day to open up our hearts and to lay down our agendas, our egos, and let the stream of God's love flow daily through us to the world. It is only God's love which flows from the holy fountain of life to God's seed throughout the whole creation that can heal this broken world. We have the choice to be the willing vessels of this love. But we have to do the hard spiritual work to be able to lay down our own agendas, lay our own selves down, to hold our own selves lightly, to be able to give our own selves for the good of the world. The streams of my Father's love run daily through me. The streams of my Father's love run daily through me. From the holy fountain of life to the seed throughout the whole creation.